This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers on the Gulf Coast used boats and high water vehicles Thursday to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally, even as a second round of flooding took along rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Across southern Alabama and the Florida panhandle in the U.S., homeowners and businesses began cleaning up, and officials inspected bridges and highways for safety a day after Sally rolled through with 105-mile-per-hour winds, a surge of seawater, and 1 to 2.5 feet of rain in many places before it began to break up. China is flexing its military muscle in response to a three-day visit by U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krach to Taiwan. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, issued stern warnings to abandon the meeting. Friday, China said it is conducting military exercises near the Taiwan Strait, and what it says is its response to the current situation there and to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity. A defense ministry spokesman told reporters during a brief briefing that current efforts between the ruling Democratic Progressive Party of Taiwan and the United States to cause trouble will lead to a dead end. Joe Biden says Russia will pay a price for interfering in U.S. elections if he wins the White House. The former vice president said Thursday during a CNN town hall near his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, that Russia will face repercussions for attempting to influence November's vote. He declined to refuse to say exactly what he meant, and he said it wouldn't be prudent to be more specific. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Biden ahead of the November election. This is VOA News. In a memo to U.S. attorneys Thursday obtained by the Associated Press, the United States Justice Department emphasized that federal prosecutors should aggressively go after demonstrators who cause violence, and even sedition charges could potentially apply. The sedition statute does not require proof of a plot to overthrow the government, and instead could be used when a defendant tries to oppose the government's authority by force. Attorney General William Barr has been pushing his U.S. attorneys to bring federal charges in protest-related violence whenever they can, keeping a grip on cases even if a defendant could be tried instead in state court. Former FBI Director James Comey will testify before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee September 30th, appearing just a month before the presidential election, as Republicans have tried to make the case that he and his agency conspired against U.S. President Trump in 2016. Comey, whom Trump fired in May 2017, will be featured in the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham's investigation into the origins of the Justice Department's Russia probe. The president has long tried to discredit the investigation, which concluded with a 2018 report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller calling it a hoax. Graham said he has also invited Mueller to testify, but Mueller has declined. Just 2 weeks after students started returning to Ball State University last month, the surrounding county had become Indiana's coronavirus epicenter. Out of nearly 600 students tested for the virus, more than half have been positive. Dozens of infections have been blamed on off-campus parties, prompting university officials to admonish students. The university president, Jeffrey Mearns, wrote that cases apparently were tied not to classrooms or dormitories, but to poor personal choices some students are making primarily off campus. There are similar examples at other college towns across the nation. And more than 944,000 people have now died from COVID-19 worldwide. And we reached and surpassed the milestone of 30 million infections globally. Just three countries, the United States, India, and Brazil, together make up more than a third of the deaths and half of the infections. Bolivia's conservative interim president, Jeanine Añez, pulled out of next month's general election Thursday, a move that should strengthen other candidates running against the frontrunner, Socialist Party of ex-leader Evo Morales. Añez said in a video message she sought to unify those opposing the candidate for the party, Morales, who resigned last year after an election sparked widespread protest. Añez, a former senator, took office in the power vacuum that followed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.